Praise God. Message number 116. The title of the message is a prayer, part 6. Bible teaches us the way to pray. There are many examples of a prayer in the Bible, and we can read and meditate and apply in our life. Prayer had important role in our lives, and it gave us a great privileges and make our life easier and more fruitful. Certain prayer in certain circumstances and in certain situation can affect events and bring profound changes in the life of the people and on the realities. Even shorter prayers are meaningful in our lives, but we must know how to apply a prayer carefully and precisely in the right way. In the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 12, when Samuel faced the Israelites with their sin, the Israelites sinned against the Lord, and they asked to appoint for them a king because they want to bypass the authority and the discipline and the teaching of Samuel. After Samuel had rebuked them and he showed them the right way of life, he also spoke to them about the importance of repentance and gave them the hope that if they will repent and turn from their sin and start to serve God, there is a hope for them. And that's what we read in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 20 to verse 22. He said to them, "Do not be afraid." Samuel replied, "You have done all this evil, yet do not turn away from the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart. Do not turn away after useless idols. They can do you no good, nor can they rescue you, because they are useless. For the sake of his great name, the Lord will not reject his people, because the Lord was pleased to make you his own." Samuel gave them once again the message of hope, despite they had put their trust on king and on people, and they want to do like other nation. Samuel explained to them everything, but finally he gave them the hope that if they will turn away from their sin and they will trust God and serve him only and be away from idol and what the other nation believe and trust, then God can help them and can save them from their troubles. And Samuel, after he spoke to them this, right away after that, he told them in verse 23, "As for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you." Here, Samuel reinstated himself once again, and he kept his position and his impact on the people's life. Even the people they want king, he correct them. He also appointed for them a king as God instructed him, but he committed himself again to the Lord and again to serve the Lord. In this way, he told the people, "As for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you." He said to the people, "I will continue to pray for you." Prayerful life is one way we commit ourselves to serve God. Even around us people, stubborn, useless, hard-headed, double-minded idol worshiper. They are not willing to listen, but still we, our commitment to God is life of prayer, prayerful life. Samuel committed himself to the Lord to pray for the people who sin against the Lord. How we can commit ourselves to pray for the people? We can ask God forgiveness for their sin. We can ask God to enlighten their minds and to show them the bad consequences of their sin. We can ask God to convict them. We can ask the Holy Spirit to convict them in their wrongdoing. We can also pray and ask God to also discipline them, to make them reap the consequences of their sins so that they will repent. And also we can ask the Lord to raise up other people to save him and to replace those who went away from the right way. Prayerful life. We know that Samuel prayed. He prayed for Saul when he fell. And God finally led Samuel to honor David instead of Saul. Life of prayer is very important. And Samuel, he realized that. He said, I will not sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you. And what else he told them? And I will teach you the way that is good and right. Samuel, once again, he committed himself to serve the Lord by continuing to teach the people the right thing. Samuel, he did not leave his post or office to other person. He did not run away. He did not give up or fed up. He kept his position as a prophet of God who will declare to the people God's will and to continue to teach them the ways of God and to show them their sin till they will repent. He got a steadfast spirit to face, rebuke, and correct the people. And to impact on them the value of serving the Lord. We should have the same. We should have a steadfast spirit to face and rebuke and correct the people. We should not give up if people not responding, but to continue to follow them up. After a session of teaching, then we give them a space to digest what they receive from us. And also, when we give them a space, it will be a time for us to observe the changes in their life and to evaluate them. During this period that we are giving them, after we give them a correction or rebuke, we pray for the people. During the period that we give them the chance to change, before we go to evaluate them again, we pray. We pray for them and we pray to God to lead us and prepare us of how to teach them and guide them in the truth. So as we pray, God will inspire us and lead us in the things that we need to do. In addition also, when we pray, the Lord also will give us patience. He will give us more love, more perseverance, more self-control. Some of the people, they need a big heart. God will give us more compassion and more concern. And God will give us wisdom how to present the message. God will make us more patient and persevering attitude until we will receive the harvest that God's word promised to us. In James chapter 5 verse 7, be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. As we pray to the Lord for the people, God also, not only he will change the people, but also he will change our life and our character and our attitude to be more loving, more kind, more persevering, waiting as God is waiting for the people to repent, get changed, and transform. Commitment to prayer life is very important in your life as a worker and as a minister for the Lord. In the scripture, we can see another example of how important is the prayer and how valuable in the strategy, a life of a prayer. We can get the example of the life of David and one of his short prayer that he prayed in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 15 verse 31. We know the story that when Absalom, his son, conspired against him and drive him away from Jerusalem, David went out Jerusalem with his men and those who support him, his family and his children. And on the way he heard that Ahithophel was advising Absalom to attack David on the same day or night to finish his life. At that time, the advice of Ahithophel was like the counsel of God. When David he hear that Ahithophel was advising Absalom to attack him, he prayed to the Lord to nullify that threat against him. And we can read this prayer in 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 31. Now David had been told Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. So David prayed, "Lord, turn Ahithophel's counsel into foolishness." And truly, the Lord answered the prayer of David. Although Ahithophel, his advice was right and it was correct, but what we found here that Absalom did not listen to the advice of Ahithophel, but he listened to another advice that say, "You must gather the whole army, don't go now, it is so dangerous for you, and if you lose the battle, because the men with David, they will fight for him. And if you lose the battle, then it is very hard for you to keep the kingdom." So he listened to that advice. And that was God's plan to let David escape. David, when he faced the threat, David, when he was in the middle of the troubles, he did not surrender to the enemy. He acted in full faith and trust unto God. What he pray, "Lord, turn Ahithophel's counsel into foolishness," his prayer played a very important role for his behalf and in behalf of the people who are with him. So here we can see very clearly the importance of the prayer in your life and in the life of the people who are with you. If there are people who are planning, if there are people who are planning to attack you and harm you, you need to pray with faith and full trust in the Lord that He will turn their advice, He will turn their advices into foolishness. And that finally will work it out for your protection and for your well-being and for the protection and the well-being of the people who are with you, who can be your family, your children, your ministry, the church that you are in, your co-workers, or the society and the nation that you live in. Sometimes we cannot do anything. We cannot go and fight. We have no power, but we can pray. If there are people try to trouble you, try to trouble the city that you live in, the company that you are working, if they are trying to attack the congregation that you worship with, if they are planning to harm you or harm your children by certain plans, sometimes these plans are not directed to you directly, but to the community. So you need to pray. Lord, turn their advices into foolishness. Let no one accept what they are saying or they are suggesting. God will work it in your behalf. God will work it in our behalf as we act and live in faith and pray faithfully to the Lord to turn the advices of wicked people into foolishness, that their plan to harm us, the plan of devil to harm us, will not come through in our life. Our God is a God to answer prayer. We need to be fully aware of the importance of prayer in our life. Prayer and life of a prayer, it enlightens our minds and help us to find the way that God had created for us to pursue. Another example is from the life of Nehemiah. When Nehemiah heard the bad news about Jerusalem, he was sad. He went into prayer, he prayed and he fasted to the Lord. And he continued his duty because he was a cupbearer to the king. One day, however, the king asked him. The king, he saw him sad. He was still in prayer and fasting. He told him, why does your face look so sad when you are not ill? This can be nothing but sadness of heart. Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 2. That was God's way that he opened to know, that he opened for Nehemiah to tell the king about the miserable situation of Jerusalem city. The king asked him, why you are sad? What happened to you? Why you are like this? I know you are not sick. This only you are sad because sadness of the heart. God opened the way for Nehemiah, and Nehemiah told the king the whole story. And I am so sad because the city that my fathers had been died and buried is in ruin. Then the king asked Nehemiah, Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 4. The king said to me, what is it you want? He told him, what do you want? Then I prayed to the God of heaven. When the king asked him, what you want? Nehemiah did not open his mouth to the king. He opened his mouth to God. He prayed to the Lord. That prayer in the middle of that important discussion between Nehemiah and the king gave him the courage and the wisdom to ask the king to send him and to support him to go forward to fulfill the vision that God gave him to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. When the king asked him, what do you want? He prayed to the Lord, and in verse 5, it mentioned here, Nehemiah 2:5, and I answered the king, if it please the king and if your servant has favor in his sight, let him send me to the city in Judah where my fathers are buried so that I can rebuild it. He told him, send me. And then after that, he told him, support me. Give me a letter. And then he told him, provide something for me to protect me on the way. God had given him the vision. Now he is giving him the provision through prayer. He prayed to God. What do you want? Then I pray to the God of heaven. And then he answered the king. That prayer at that moment, very important. How we can apply this in our life? How we can apply this message in our life? You know? We are sad. And our sadness, because we are burdened with the things of God and how His people are harassed, how the people who are away from God are harassed, and how the people who are how the people who know God, they are in distress because of their sin and bondage, and we need to go forward and to help them. But we need a provision. We need support. We need approval to be sent. In the middle of all that, prayer, life of a prayer, it helps us to overcome and achieve that. You know, Nehemiah was praying, and when the king asked him, he prayed. And possibly he was praying also for the king, that God would touch his heart to send him. You ought to pray for key persons in your life, especially those who are over you, those who are over us, who have the authority, and who, through them, you and we can receive God's blessing to go forward, to achieve and fulfill the vision of the Lord. Wherever you are, God had a vision for you. God had a plan for you. Don't be intimidated with the people, arrogance, a request. Samuel was not intimidated. He rebuked the people. He corrected them and he told them, I will continue praying and I will continue to teach you, even if you don't like me. And don't be double-minded or confused when you are in a trial or in a trouble. Pray to God, to those who retreat you, to those who conspire against you, to the evildoers whom devil is using for the harming of people and harming you. Pray that God will turn their advices into foolishness. And be as a man of, like Nehemiah. He was sad when he heard the bad news. He was sad because he received God's vision, but he cannot move. People reluctant to obey God. There was no way. And here now, the time. People, their hearts are so evil against God, not willing to listen. There are people who are harassed. They need help. But there is no way. Life of a prayer will open the door, as had opened the door for Nehemiah. God will use key person people to bless us, to bless the vision that He gave us, to provide for us, to protect us, to be sent forth, forward to the field that God had ordained for us to reach. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We commit ourselves and you, Lord, to go forward in serving you. We commit ourselves to pray without ceasing to the people, to the key persons, to those evildoers, to those who mistreat us. Continue to pray, and we trust you, O God, that you will turn the concept of the evil people to foolishness, and you will give us the wisdom how to teach, how to correct, how to rebuke, how to guide your people and the affairs of the church, and you will provide for us so we will be sent forward to fulfill the vision to rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, to save people, to make disciples, and to plant ministries and congregation that you had ordained for us to do. O Lord, strengthen each and everyone who hear the message, and let your word come true in our life, in the life of your congregation, in the life of your church, in the life of the workers who are delighting in serving you. We thank you and we praise you. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that you will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.